Trevor Nichols as Swanee and Melinda Walker as Amy in Fall Guy by Peter McKelvie.
He was going home. 7 years ago, he'd left to sell gin in the Far East, and he'd been successful until he got hooked on the product. Usual story, the pusher became the addict. From the Far East, he went to the Middle East, where he dried out, became an agent, and made a precarious living selling this and that. Then somebody told him of the golden opportunities to be found in West Africa. He went to Monrovia, and then upriver, where he got a job at Ratton's place as a bartender. He spent his time with the other derelicts discussing dreams of easy money. Then Ratton, who had previously returned to England, sent him his ticket home. He should have been a happy man on British Airways flight BA-127. The meals were tasty, the drinks cheap, the stewardesses nubile, and the pilot sober. It could have been a pleasant trip. But all the time, he had this itch in his ankles. The itch persisted across the Sahara and over Spain and France. It got worse as the Boeing descended to Heathrow and became almost unbearable as the plane taxied in. Then, quite suddenly, the pain left him, just as soon as he was through the no-man's land of customs. He sat in a cab bound for the big city, feeling as happy as a lark and thinking that all his troubles were over. You see, he had a clutch of diamonds in the heels of his shoes.
How long do you intend to stay, Mr. Saunders?
Well,
not unemployed, are you?
Well, I'm in import-export.
There's the toilet, bathroom, the kitchen you shower.
All right.
And here's your room. The basin. Wardrobe, chest of drawers. The bed is quite new.
Very nice.
I assure you, it's better than most in Trickleford.
Great view of the high road.
The noise dies down at night. Down, Oscar. Good boy now. He'll soon get used to you. Probably resents you using this room. He was fond of the previous occupant. Oscar! That'll be £120, £30 per week's rent, and £90 deposit.
Well, didn't the man who booked the room pay?
No. How's your next book? Full name?
Edgar Saunders.
Next of kin?
I've got a sister.
Of where?
Doncaster. No secrets?
You can give it to me later. If you want me for anything, I'm in the back room on the ground floor. Excuse me. Two of one, please. Who? Is it me? Just a minute. Mr. Saunders! They want to speak to the occupant of room 8.
Hello?
Room 8.
Just about. Who's that?
A friend.
I'm waiting to hear from a friend.
Yeah, I thought you might be. Who is it this time? The PFLP? The KGB? Gaddafi?
Well, not exactly.
Oh, don't be so modest.
What's your game?
In a nutshell, you. We want you out of the country in 24 hours. Got it? 24 hours. You're a celebrity now, Gower.
Gower?
From now on, we can nobble you as soon as look at you. But the FO are worried about the pudding club, so you have 24 hours. After that, you're dead.
Hold on. You made a mistake. Mrs. Grant?
Yes?
That call just now. Who did they ask for?
The occupant of room 8.
It was for somebody called Gower.
He was the previous occupant.
I wish you told them.
Mr. Gower disappeared 3 weeks ago without so much as a valuable leave. I couldn't leave the room vacant.
Mrs. Grant, could I possibly change to another room?
Whatever for.
Well, is it possible?
There are no other vacancies.
Tell me, what did Mr. Gower do for a living?
He taught languages. He always paid his rent in advance, I might add. Now, if you'll excuse me.
What's that guy? Surely Ratton wouldn't play a joke on me. He's the only one who knows I'm here. It's some joker, must be. Now, where am I going to hide these sparklers? Can't keep them in my shoes forever. Get a verruca. But the the chimney? Oh, no. What's this little lighter? And there's more. God almighty, what have I walked into?
You two at this time. Hello?
Can I speak to the bloke in room 8?
Oh, hold on. It's for you.
Who do I ask for?
Your roommate, aren't you? Doesn't anybody ever ask for you by name? Have you got a name?
Hello?
Swanny?
Yeah.
Have a good trip, old man?
Trip was fine.
Is the merchandise in order?
Yeah.
You don't sound very chuffed.
Well, I've just had another call from a heavy.
Who else knows you're there?
Well, nobody. Just a minute. Do you mind? This is a private call.
Sorry.
Hello?
I don't like it.
They got the wrong guy. Thought I was the previous occupant of the room.
Don't like it.
Well, sounded like a genuine mistake, but they were very nasty. I think we should meet soon.
Hold on.
Like tonight.
You're not scared, are you? Not you.
Oh.
I remember those stories you used to tell at the bar, eh?
Yeah.
The last Englishman out of sight, gone, eh? Nah, you wouldn't be scared. You're not scared.
No, but I have to be out of here by tomorrow afternoon.
Who says so?
They do.
Who's they?
I don't know.
I'll phone you tomorrow morning.
Make it early.
Yes?
Well, since you asked, the name's Swanny Saunders.
Oh. Amy Klemachevsky.
Mind if I call you Amy?
Nobody calls me Klemachevsky.
Been here long?
Not long. It's all right, as bedfits go. Mrs. Grant's a bit of a pain. The house is as quiet as a blank tape, but it's clean.
Did you know the previous occupant of my room?
No, I've only been here 3 days.
Fancy a sundowner?
A what?
I've got some duty-free.
Oh, a snorter then.
Great.
There, one green salad and a yogurt, 125. Thank you. How'd it go?
He's got the message. If he's not aware by tomorrow, we move in.
Yes, dear.
Ham sandwich and a coffee, please.
Right.
Do you think he'll take off?
Well, that's the theory.
It's crazy giving him a walk.
It's politics. They don't want any bother.
He's a terrorist, a Marxist.
We just move him on.
God help us.
It's trade, Mike. Business.
90p, dear. Thank you. I tell you what, this isn't a bad little business. Do you think we ought to leave the outfit and start up a sandwich bar?
Make more money.
Do you reckon?
But you don't get the chance to kill people.
Oh, I don't know. Have you looked at the state of that salmon?
Just a splash, Swanny, that'll do. I'm only having the one glass to be sociable.
But you're a vegetarian as well.
How do you guess?
What do you do for kicks?
I call on strangers in their bedsuits.
Dodgy.
No, not really. I'm off to do a spot of work soon. Promise to stand in for a friend. Will you be staying on?
Doubt it.
Oh, I see. Are you here today and gone tomorrow, tonight?
Well, there's no denying I've moved around. More than somewhat. But there comes a time.
Feet up, Tully, cocoa.
It's time to put down roots.
Oh, there I had you for a man of the world.
Name the place, I've been there. Call the tune, I've sung it.
Ooh, we are impressed.
I've lived a full life. And when I start to recount, well, you know, I struck up a conversation with a woman on the plane, this Hausfrau, about my life in some exotic spots when she started looking at me a mite strangely. I knew what she was thinking. You bloody spoofer.
I believe you.
That sounds like the basis for a friendship. What are you doing after work? We could grab something to eat. Go to the best disco in town.
Where's that?
Well, I thought you'd know.
Oh, I could suggest somewhere.
Great.
Right.
Oh, there's just one thing, Amy. Would you mind if I stash this case in your room, just while we're out?
Whatever for?
Well, I have a feeling it'll be safer there. Please.
Oh, Mike, he's off on the cheesecake, you fat bastard.
Well, I tell you what, this is the best cab we ever had. All this cheesecake, strawberry pie, strudel.
Surveillance from all that bloody journalist.
Well, at least we've got it better than Andy, stuck in a garage round the back.
What does he do all day?
Listens to tapes.
Oh, does he?
Rod Stewart.
All day?
Thinks he's terrific.
So you have to send you around the twist.
Why? Why can't we just shoot the geezer?
I don't know.
I've heard tell that Gower's a double agent.
No, not for us. He's director by the KGB. Been everywhere, done everything, that bastard. He's the world's worst.
It's pathetic having to give him a warning.
We prefer to have him moved rather than killed, old chap. The latter could be messy and embarrassing.
Hold on. There's a cab. Huh? Stop right side.
Draw the blind a bit.
The driver's got out. He's ringing the bell. Perhaps Gower's going. Maybe you have scared him off. You could get promotion for that. Just for putting a word in his ear.
Here he comes. No luggage.
How do we know that is Gower?
Gotta be.
We've got three photos of that Houdini. None of them are alike.
Gotta be. Anyway, if it wasn't, after my phone call, it'd have gone to the police, that's for sure.
Oh, what do you know? He's with the girl. Fast worker.
So am I.
See you.
Quick seat, please.
Righto, love.
Tell me something, Amy.
Hmm?
Is that the latest style? The black look? I don't wish to be rude, but you look dressed for a funeral. Apart from the football socks, that is.
It's subdued punk.
Oh, really? You'll never guess where I last went to a disco.
Greenland?
Kenema, Sierra Leone. Nipped over from Liberia. Found this hotel right in the bush. Nice place, as places go in Africa. And then to my amazement, they had a disco.
What were the girls like?
Amazing. Truly amazing. Locals, you know. Not the grass skirt and bare boobs variety. Considering they'd just come out of the jungle, they were sophisticated. This one I,
picked up?
Well, got to know. She'd been a nurse in Brussels.
What was she doing in Kenema?
She'd gone home.
And what were you doing there?
Soldier of fortune, down on his luck. But I've known many times when I was flush, particularly in the early days selling booze. I had an expense account that could soften up a prince.
Known your fair share of girls, I expect.
Can't deny it.
I bet that was a girl on the phone today.
No, that was a nutter.
What made you return to England?
Business.
What sort of business? I'm curious about you.
Import, export. I'm just clinching a deal.
When will that be?
Tomorrow, all being well. Anyway, let's talk about you.
Oh, not much to tell. Grew up in Suffolk, educated in a convent, came to London to work for an insurance company.
That's nice.
Then I left the insurance company and got a job as a temp receptionist. Just now I'm between jobs.
Do you manage all right?
Oh, sure. You need to be adaptable in London. Here, driver.
Just here, love, right.
Well, this is a strip club.
My friend Joyce dances here three times nightly and does another two down the road. Sometimes she gets out of breath, so I stand in for her. I've only got to do one turn tonight. You're not shocked, I hope? A man of the world like you?
No, no, I'm not shocked. No, not a bit. No.
I'm sorry to interrupt the performance. I don't like to break your concentration, but I have an urgent message. I believe we have a Mr. Saunders in the audience. Mr. Saunders? Mr. Saunders? Will Mr. Saunders please stand up? Not there. Right, now will you come to my office, please, through the side door there? A gentleman! We now have Felicity and little Bill.
Here you are. I must say you're the first bloke who's ever left a message saying he can be reached here.
Who is it?
I don't know. I told him to get stuffed, but he said it was a matter of life or death.
Mr. Saunders speaking.
Hello, Gower.
My name is Saunders.
Sorry to interrupt your night at the opera. Just checking. Got your ticket yet?
Why do you keep calling me Gower?
Gower, Romanov, Sanchez, Saunders, does it matter?
Look, you've got me mixed up with somebody else. My name is Saunders, Edgar Swanee Saunders. Ask anybody.
Just watch yourself tonight. Don't drink too much.
Will you listen to me?
Don't overdo it. Above all, don't oversleep in the morning. Be on a plane.
Look, wait!
A minute.
Well, bad news.
You want to finish your drink first?
Let's get out of here.
This goes not far. We can walk.
We'll call a cab.
It's only a couple of streets away.
We'll call a cab.
Well, did you enjoy my performance?
Terrific.
Really?
To be honest, I wasn't paying too much attention.
You didn't watch the show?
My mind was on other things.
Ah, an intellectual.
Driver, look, there may be somebody following us, so could you try and lose them for us?
Blimey, it's not Hill Street Blues, you know.
Would you mind if we don't go to the disco?
With you, you've been walking. Do you want to watch this program? Oscar! Oh, dear, the silly man. Why has he left his door wide open? Mr. Gower.
Come in, Mrs. Grant. Close the door behind you. Keeps the room warm.
I'm sorry, but this isn't your room anymore.
And how's Oscar?
Mr. Gower, I've re-let this room. Only today I had no word from you. The rent was overdue. Goodness me, look at the mess you've made. You've ransacked this room.
I'm afraid I've only just started.
Well, what do you think you're doing? You must go out immediately.
No.
I insist.
Sorry.
How am I going to explain this to Mr. Saunders?
You won't have to.
Mr. Gower? Oh, please, don't.
You're back early, Gary.
I lost him, Mr. Ratton.
You what?
Honestly, I swear he didn't know he was being followed, but it was as if he was deliberately avoiding me.
Deliberately?
Deliberately, yeah. He came out of his pad with a bird in tongue. Tasty, too.
Have we got company, darling?
It's only Gary Fiona. Business.
Thank you, sir.
I'll be with you for the midnight movie, dear. Well, where did he pick up that crumpet, then, eh? He's been out the country for yonks.
She's a stripper. I followed him to a clip joint called Watch the Birdie. She did a turn there.
What's his game?
And would you believe it, Mr. Ratton? In the middle of the show, the manager steps on the stage and announces that there's a phone call for one of the punters. You should have seen them. They nearly died. Anyway, it was for Saunders, wasn't it?
Who made the call?
Well, I don't know.
Didn't you ask the manager?
He told me to keep a low profile.
Oh, Burke. As soon as we finished, I want you to get back to that club and find out about that phone call.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Well? What happened next?
His bird did a turn and they left. They jumped in a cab and it went off like a bat out of hell. Well, so then I had to find a cab for myself. Well, you know what it's like in the West End, Mr. Ratton. When I did, I got a geriatric driver, didn't I, eh?
So they disappeared?
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Ratton.
It's not right. It's pathetic. Something's amiss. I don't like it. I do not like it. First he tells me about some mysterious phone call, that he's got a stripper in tow. Yeah, then he deliberately loses you.
Well, I can always pick him up again at the bedsit.
Oh, can you? Well, what if he's done a rummel on me, eh?
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know the value of those diamonds?
I'll get him, Mr. Ratton.
Listen, if he's done a bunk, your job's on the line, Gary. Make no mistake, costs a mountain. I can't afford inefficiency. You any idea what it costs me to send my kids to public school?
No, Mr. Ratton.
Of course you have, you comprehensive dropout. Now go on, get back to that club. And I'll tell you something. If he's playing silly buggers with me, no messing, we'll top him.
It's years since I walked along the embankment.
This is nice.
Don't other fellas hold your hand?
It's the one part of my anatomy that doesn't interest them.
Amy, you know the type to be a stripper.
Oh, I'm only part-time.
Even so.
Men strip assets. I think that's much worse.
You're right.
You must have seen a few things in your time.
Too right.
Any regrets?
No. But you drift, and before you know it, you're way downstream.
Is that where you see yourself now?
Here I am, on the threshold of middle age, and I've got enough money for a good time and nothing more. I don't know why I'm telling you this. When I'm out with a bird, I usually play flesh only.
When I was at school in the convent, I didn't imagine I'd become a stripper. I was rather a prim miss. I really wanted to be a classical dancer. Oh, I wanted to be in the ballet. But I got too tall. Every extra inch, I felt the prospect diminish.
Well, I'm going to settle down.
Pull the other.
I mean it.
The leopard doesn't change his spots. You're a wanderer, Swanny.
I'm going to start again. Lay a solid base this time, see? I'm a Christian at heart. Believe in the redemption of sins and the resurrection. And if I can change, so can you.
Why should I change?
Stop being a stripper.
I quite like being a stripper.
It's immoral.
What?
You've started to sell your body. Oh. I hardly need to say what the next step is.
Look, who are you to stand there and lecture me?
I like you.
Look, do you think I haven't heard that before?
I mean it.
Look, don't give me sincerity. A rake is sincere. That's his main ploy.
Looks like I've touched a nerve.
You can look, but you mustn't touch, remember? That's the business.
Yeah, well, you see what the business is doing to you, Amy. Already you despise and distrust me.
What are we talking about? Who are you to talk to me this way? I mean, you're a stranger.
Could a friend talk to you like it? Somebody you've known for a long time? A good friend, so-called, can't tell you what he or she really thinks because they'd be too afraid of upsetting the norm, of ruining friendship.
You've missed your vocation. You should have been a priest.
I'd have been pissed all the time and all that communion wine.
Colin, it's 1 o'clock. I don't think Gower's going to run.
Interesting.
I think he's going to call our bluff.
You hope he will.
What's that supposed to mean?
Where did you last kill someone, Mike? I mean, legit. I'm not including any stray hitchhiker or floozy returning late from a dance.
Shut your mouth.
Come on, you don't have to be bashful with me.
Okay. So I'm the one who'll pull the trigger if we do the job. That's my role. I'm a marksman.
Hello?
I've got to be quick.
What have you found out?
Nothing much.
Is he going to stay?
I don't know. He's not at all what I expected.
What do you mean?
For a start, he's no lecher.
You're not back in the pad yet?
He's a kind.
Of course he is, the bastard.
I'm not sure that he's faking.
Listen to me. You're dealing with a top operator. He's cunning. He's ruthless. He's deceptive. He's had to be. He's been on the run for 4 years. Time and again he's avoided capture and assassination. Now get him into bed. And maybe you'll learn more.
We're returning now.
Right. Women.
What's up?
He smooth-talked her. Now she's not sure that he's the right guy. I ask you.
Are they going to bed?
Probably.
That's when we should take him.
Don't be impatient.
We should.
I know. And if we worked for almost any other bloody country, we would.
The girl's done well. We should capitalize on it. Get on the blower.
Right.
I've only got decaffeinated.
Well, that'll do.
Is your case all right?
I'm just checking. Yeah, fine.
Why is it so important? I've no wish to pry, but don't tell me if it's embarrassing.
How well did you know the previous lodger?
I didn't. The room was empty, so far as I know, until you moved in.
Do you know who he was?
Well, Mrs. Grant will tell you that. Why are you so concerned?
Because he's causing me bother. You see, I found some property in my room which I assume belongs to him. It's highly dangerous property. What's more, there's somebody out there who thinks I'm him. They're threatening to kill me.
Go on. You're kidding.
You don't believe me?
Swanny, I...
It's the truth, I swear it.
Then show me what's in that case.
If I do, you'll be involved.
I don't even think I'm doing right by being with you. I think I'm being watched. At the same time, to be honest, I'm wary about going to my own room.
You're scared, Swanny.
No, no.
You must go to the police.
I can't.
You must.
Impossible. Anyway, I've always found that as long as I had a wad of American dollars, I could buy my way out of trouble. I haven't got the dollars, but I've got a few quid on me.
That may work in the East, but it won't work here. Show me what's in that case.
No.
Please.
I need a drink.
Drink your coffee.
I mean a drink.
There's none here. I don't drink.
Hold on a minute. I'll pop back to my room and get some.
I swear, I just found her.
Oh, my God.
I just found her.
Oh, poor Mrs. Grant.
What the hell's going on?
We'll have to phone the police.
I can't get involved with the police. Not right now.
Swanny, we can't ignore this.
Oh, no. Look, the dog. Poor little beggar.
Swanny, it's for you.
It's
that bastard again. Yeah.
Rotten.
Jesus.
In bed, were you?
Things are happening here. Bloody nasty things. You picked the right place for me to stay, believe me.
Call it, Swanny. I want a meeting.
Sooner the better.
Half an hour, then.
Right.
Half an hour, Gladstone Park.
I haven't got a car, remember?
You can walk there in 20 minutes. From the Broadway, you go down Warm Lane. About halfway down on the right, you'll find Milksham Avenue. Go to the end of it. You'll see the park. Turn left, and at the end of the road, there's an armed footbridge. I'll be there. Got it?
Right.
Bring the stuff.
Rutton, I've got a hell of a problem here.
Well, tell me about it when we meet.
Go out.
You can't just leave.
Come out of the room. Come on. Now. Close the door.
Swanny.
We haven't been in there. We haven't been in there. Let's go to your room. Wait. The whiskey. Come on.
You're shaking.
I'm cold. My case.
Under the bed. What are you taking?
Some valuables. Look after the case for me.
Where are you going?
I won't be long.
Swanny, you must tell me. I'm worried. I'm fond of you.
Just bear with me. I'll be back.
A word of notes won't solve your problem.
Whatever it takes, Amy, I'll be back. Don't go out. Stay here. Keep the door locked.
Take care.
I shouldn't go out the front way if I were you.
Who's that?
Two men are watching you from the sandwich bar across the street.
How would you know?
I'm in the front room. I've been observing them from my window.
How'd you know they're watching me?
One of them followed you when you went out this evening.
Didn't you hear anything going on in this house tonight?
Can't say I did. There's something up.
Is there a back door?
This way.
Well, why take so much trouble for?
It's a pleasure. I'm an insomniac. What's the phone call for you? Urgent summons?
An emergency.
Nasty night. Cold, damp. Typically English.
Where's Warm Lane?
First left.
I'm indebted to you, Mr.
Gower.
Gower?
Get in the car. And mind you don't trip over the body.
Yeah.
Get here, quick.
And the lights. This knife is an extension of my arm. It will act with the speed of thought.
Bullshit.
I was well trained at schools in Libya and Iraq. I graduated with distinction from the Patrice Lumumba University. But of course, you know all that.
Why should I know?
Because you're a plant from the special branch.
You've got it wrong.
Rarely do I get it wrong, Mr. Saunders. Otherwise, I wouldn't survive.
Look, first, these other guys, whoever they are, think I'm you. Now you think I'm them. It's ludicrous. It'd be funny if it wasn't so painful.
Are you trying to tell me you're not SB?
I flew in only yesterday from Liberia. Here's Daisy. I just wanted to show you my passport. See?
So?
You've got the wrong guy.
Empty your pockets.
I'm unarmed.
Empty them. And the rest. Come on.
Go easy with that knife.
Open the bag.
Will you just tell me what all this is about? I swear I'll keep your confidence. But let's be reasonable. I'm a reasonable man. The same way you've had to be ruthless to survive, I've had to be reasonable.
If I have to tell you again, you'll get this blade in your gut. Open the bag.
There.
Diamonds.
Uncut. Not worth much. Hey, don't pocket them. They're not mine. They're not insured.
They're my insurance. In return for my property, which I think you have.
The rifle and the explosives are yours.
It's rather a special rifle. Otherwise, I wouldn't trouble you.
I only found it by accident. I was looking for somewhere to stash those. All you had to do was ask. I had no intention of keeping them. Look, I need those diamonds. I have an appointment.
First, you return my property.
I'll never have time.
Where is it?
Guess. Kill me and you can forget about your toys.
Bring me the rifle and explosives and I'll return your diamonds.
Who is she?
The landlady. He didn't do it. He couldn't have done. He was with me all night.
Where is he now?
Gladstone Park. He's meeting someone there. Listen, I don't think he is. I'm not sure that he is Gower.
And what you got there?
This case isn't yours, is it, Ernie?
Oh, have you looked inside?
It's locked.
Open it, Mike. He went out the back way, so Ernie should be on to him. Well, well, well. Now, there's a present from Father Christmas. Do you still think he's not Gower?
I think that's what he found in the other room.
Oh, sure. Listen, he could have done the old lady before he went out with you tonight. And you'd never know, except that they might be more cheerful than usual. Well, let's go, Mike, and bring that lot with you.
Stupid bitch.
To rain.
You don't know what rain is in this country. In West Africa, you can't see across the street for it. Yeah, the rain can pick you up by washing on the gutters just like any other refuse.
Don't you want your umbrella?
I want Swanee Saunders. But he's late. Oh, the bastard's late. In my place on the river, it was, yes, Mr. Ratton. No, Mr. Ratton. How he's late. I picked that man up and dusted him down when he hadn't got a price. I gave him hope, Gary. Opportunity. Without me, he'd never got back to the land of Social Security. I gave him his future. And he's bloody late.
Hey, look, there's a car in the park.
Don't be daft.
Right down by the railway, look.
Oh, you're right. Travelling too.
Yeah, they're moving this way.
Yeah, there's only one obnoxious species that will be out there in a motor.
The filth, Mr. Ratton?
Let's get out of here, son.
Swanee.
Quick, Amy, where's my case?
I'm sorry.
Where is it?
Two men burst in. They saw Mrs. Brunton search both rooms. They found the case and took it with them.
Did they look inside?
Yes, they saw the rifle.
It's not mine.
Sit down. I'll pour you a drink.
I've only one chance now, Amy. Just one chance. I've got to get out.
Swanee, where are you going to go?
I don't know. I don't know. I'll ring you.
Swanee!
I promise.
You've tripped over your cloaks and fallen over your daggers.
We've got the weapons.
One of our chaps is dead, a landlady is dead, and you let Gower run away from you.
Sir, I don't think he is Gower.
What?
His behavior, character, everything about him...
Only by their fruits shall ye know them.
The phone call should have panicked him, but he didn't panic. He was baffled.
When you found the body, he wouldn't call the police.
No.
I think he's got other problems.
Last night, I could have topped him.
We're not licensed to kill anymore.
Even so.
Just so.
It'd be a lot simpler, sir.
Discretion is the name of the game, Colin. Now, who were these other persons on the footbridge?
Associates.
But why did he come back to Amy? And at that point, he was panicky.
He came back for the weapons, sir.
Now, that doesn't add up.
Although he came back for the weapons, he said they weren't his.
The guy's a past master of deception.
Look, we learned of his whereabouts from, well, arguably the best secret service in the Western world. Now, there's no mistaking that the information was correct. But it's possible, just possible, we got the timing wrong.
Well, at least we've got his gear. That rifle's something. I've never seen one broken down into so many component parts. You'll have that in your pocket.
You'll never replace it. That's a one-off.
Yeah, but if Saunders isn't Gower, then Gower doesn't know we've got the weapons. He'll be thinking Saunders has. And he'll be looking for Saunders.
We've got half the police force of the country looking for Saunders.
Yeah.
Hello, no.
Swanee Saunders. Who'd have believed it? Come in. How long's it been? Where have you been, old friend? Last I heard, you were in Australia.
Well, I've been all over, North. Just flew in from West Africa.
West Africa? You look a bit tired.
I'm dog tired, mate.
Norman, who's that?
A surprise. Come and see, dear.
Swanee Saunders.
Would you believe it? My old schoolmate. Our bustling wing half, right?
Yeah.
He's just back from Africa.
I wish you'd told us you were coming. We've got a dinner party tonight.
Sorry, Bill.
Oh, no, no, no. It's wonderful to see you after all this time. It's just I'm in the middle of preparing.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Great.
I'll make the tea, dear. You get on with the cooking. I'm sure Swanee will understand.
Well, I don't want to be a nuisance.
You will excuse me.
Well, well. Air's receding a bit at the temple, Swanee.
Well, you've put on weight. Bell's the same as ever.
She doesn't change. Sit down. Make yourself at home. I'll put the kettle on.
Cheers.
I never did like him. He's been all around the world. He's probably been working at Heathrow Airport if he's been working at all. What's he want?
He's just paying a social call.
Oh, he wants something.
We can give him a cup of tea, can't we?
I don't want him longer than need be. I'm packing before our guests arrive. Look, we must understand.
All right, dear. All right.
Oh, honestly, I could do without visitors now. I'm sorry, but I've got to get on.
I'll entertain him.
Don't entertain him. Get rid of him. I need your help out here.
Nice place you got here, Norman.
It's appreciated in value no end since we bought it, actually.
You've got two kids?
Miles and Diana. They're over at their grandparents' just now.
How's work? Still with...
Foster and Barham. I'm a junior partner.
Great.
What are you up to?
I'm in a spot of bother, Norm.
Bother?
Somebody's trying to kill me.
Good heavens.
Well, it's all a mistake. I don't know what's going on, really.
They know you're here. They don't know you're here.
No need for anxiety.
No, Swanee, I've got a family, for crying out loud. What are you trying to do?
Well, I was hoping you could put me up for a couple of nights. That's
what?
Well, just for old time's sake.
We've got no room.
I could sleep on the settee.
No, we got a dinner party.
Well, after your guests have departed, of course.
Yeah, I'd love to help you, but... Yeah, tell me, have you looked up Doreen? Your old flame. Bella and I thought you
I called her maid for an hour. Before I could reach her flat, I saw her step out the door. She had a baby in her pram. I thought it best to walk away, you know.
Swanee, you must go to the police.
Well, I can't.
Why not?
It's tricky.
Tricky?
Well, I just want a couple of days to lie low and think things through, that's all.
No, sorry, mate.
Well, look, if I thought any harm could come to you or your family,
it's
I wouldn't
just not
ask
on.
You...
Boyle.
Swanee, I can't. I dare. You see my position? The house, the kids. They would never understand. Excuse me, I must make the tea. I think you should go to the police. Don't waste any time. Go immediately, as soon as you leave here.
What's he got to say for himself?
I'll tell you later.
You look worried.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Dear.
Swanee? Where are you? He's gone.
What?
He's left.
Just like that?
Yeah. He's left. Look, there he goes down the road.
Without saying goodbye. Just like that. Huh. Well, I'm not surprised. He never had any manners, that one.
Why did I choose him? Because I trusted him. Well, I trust you, Gary. And you wouldn't do the dirty on me, would you? Eh?
No.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't run out of me, then set me up.
Do you still think they were the filth?
Who else?
I'm not so sure.
Well, I mean, who else would career across the park in a motor in the middle of the night like General Patton in a tank?
He's the right chance, ain't he, your Swanny Saunders?
He's not my Swanny Saunders. Ah, no. Not anymore. I mean, I'd never thought he'd have the balls to try it on. I mean, that's why I chose him. I mean, I thought I could trust him. I thought you were scared rotten of me.
Is he a real villain? I mean, has he done time?
Get off. I don't think he's even collected a parking ticket. I mean, that's why I chose him. Dressed him in a suit. He looked like Joe Respectable.
Yeah, well, that's the best way, ain't it? I mean, once they start a search you, they go through you like a dose of salts. Best means to pass unnoticed.
Thank you, Gary. Yes. That was the general idea.
Darling?
Yes, Fiona?
I'm off to Harrod.
Have a nice day, dear.
The help will get your meal for you.
Don't you worry about that.
Bye.
Bye, dear. Charge account! I should never have gone to Gladstone Park. Yeah, much too risky. I should have sent you on your trot. Maybe with a backup. I should expose myself like that. A man in my position. I've been waiting with a filth arrive, haven't I? At this solid oak door. In this respectable house. In this respectable street. I mean, I never thought for one moment that he'd go off colour.
Well, what do we do now?
No, I can't let it rest. No way.
Is the stuff worth that much?
Enough. I mean, it's not just the goods, is it? No, I can't let this rest. A matter of faith, you see.
So what do we do now?
We find Swanny Saunders. We get the goods back. And we rubbish him.
And how do we do that?
Watch the girl. She'll lead us to him, sooner or later. And then we rubbish him. No alternative.
Hello?
Are the police all over the place?
It's quiet now, but there's a guard outside. Where are you?
I can't find anything about Mrs. Grant's murder in the papers.
Where are you?
Not far.
Can we meet? I want to see you.
Well, it's dodgy.
I want to see you.
Likewise.
Well, then.
Paddington Station.
In the cafeteria?
Yeah. Say 3:45.
Don't stand me up.
I won't.
Finished your conversation?
Who are you?
Go to your room.
I want to cheat.
With a knife up my throat.
Ever been in trouble with the state?
No.
You wouldn't know Chapter 1 for interrogators. Physical violence is contrary to the ethics and spirit of the profession. Don't you believe it? Now, where is he? Your friend from number 8.
You're cutting my throat.
Not yet. Answer my question.
I didn't know he rushed away. He was scared stiff.
Who was that on the phone just now?
A boyfriend.
Who?
Tim. Tim Bennett. We go out together.
You went out with our friend.
Why not?
Put yourself around, do you?
I like men.
There. I've taken a knife away. A gesture of goodwill. I don't want to be unfriendly. I think you're very attractive. Girls usually find me pleasing. What's your name?
Amy.
Mine's Dominic. You've been flirting with a dangerous man, my dear. He's killed once and he won't hesitate to kill again.
Are you suggesting that Swanny killed Mrs. Grant?
Precisely.
I don't believe it.
Oh, you can believe me. You see, I'm with the special branch. I'm undercover work. Here's my ID.
Crikey. Special branch.
Sorry about that. I thought you might be with him, but I'm sure you're not, are you? It's just a sexual liaison.
Not at all. We're just friends. I'm not that sort of girl.
But you like men.
As friends. If you're from the special branch, why don't you call in the copper from outside?
He wouldn't know me from Adam. He's a wooden top. We don't always get along well together.
May I look at that ID card again?
Satisfied?
I suppose so.
Good. I need your help, Amy.
Well, as it happens, that was him on the phone just now.
You were lying to me.
I didn't know who you were then, did I?
Right, I understand. But you have been consorting with a dangerous criminal, Amy. Believe me, that man is an animal.
This is all out of my world.
Trust me.
What do you want?
Take me to him.
He wouldn't say where he was.
I thought I heard you say something about a cafeteria.
That's the cafeteria across the way. Somebody's been spying on him. He's phoning me again later.
When?
Later this evening. He's terribly nervous. Cautious.
Fix a meeting. For tomorrow, midday. Don't mention me. Just say you want to see him.
Where?
At the Barbican, by the statue of the running man.
What will you do?
Catch him. He's a psychopath. A sexual psychopath.
Oh.
You've been in great danger,
God.
Lord. You must tell no one.
God, psychopath.
Do you hear me? Tomorrow morning, I'll phone you here.
Can I reach you?
I'd rather you didn't. Besides, I have to set the trap.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
We'll be covered all the way. And afterwards, well, we can relax. What do you like to do best?
Eat.
I'll treat you to a meal. At the restaurant of your choice, the best restaurant in London, if you like. But a word of advice. My chief inspector can turn nasty. Last year, a girl in a similar circumstance let us down. Perfectly respectable girl, like yourself. Afterwards, she couldn't walk down the street without being arrested. For prostitution.
Colin, a word, quick. We're on to the wrong guy.
But, oh, dear, Beau. Oh, not again, Amy. What's the matter with you?
The real guy just bust into my bar.
You're joking.
Oh, sure.
Couldn't you nick him?
He had a knife at my throat, Mike. I saw his eyes. They were excited and loving it. He's one of those. He was definitely sexual.
Now, who's this storing this guy?
Well, he could be anybody. Or nobody.
Well, Gar wants to meet him. Thinks he's got the munitions. He wants to meet him at the Barbican, noon tomorrow, by the statue of the running man.
Oh, terrific. If only we could find Saunders.
Well, I'll be meeting him in an hour.
We'll be with you.
No.
We must find out about this guy, who he is, what his game is.
I can find out all we need to know. The main thing is to get him to show at the Barbican.
True.
And when I get him there, don't overdo things. Don't let's have the Barbican seething with actors and musicians who are all flat-footed.
Well, that'll be the governor's problem.
If there is a slip-up, Gower will kill Saunders.
Shame.
Swanee, listen to me. You must tell me what sort of brother you're in.
I don't want to involve you, Amy. You're a nice girl. I'm mixed up in a dangerous business.
A burden to
you? I'll never forgive myself if you came to any harm.
What are you afraid of? Why weren't you going to the police? Tell me.
I'm a smuggler.
Drugs?
No. I wouldn't touch drugs. Just this once, I brought in diamonds from Liberia. About 100 grand's worth. Look.
Swanee, what are you doing? You can't take your shoes off in here. It's hollow. There are no diamonds.
Last night when I left you, it was novel. This guy appeared from upstairs, showed me out the back, and took the diamonds off me. I didn't shoot that.
What's wrong?
We're being watched.
Are you sure?
Except snappy dresser in the corner.
He's an amateur.
How would you know?
Different, surely.
He's been watching us.
Perhaps it's just idle curiosity.
Well, we'll soon find out. Let's go.
Come on, he's behind us.
He can't harm us here. Not out in the open.
Let me believe it.
Not in broad daylight. This is London, not Africa.
We've got to get away from him.
We'll call a cab.
Where?
Keep walking, then.
See this coach ahead of us?
It's a private coach, Sonny.
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, you two. Thank goodness you're here. You're the last to arrive.
Oh, dear.
We were just leaving. Mr. and Mrs. Bailey of Rushton's?
Yeah.
All aboard. You're going to have a lovely time.
Should I know?
Excuse me. How long will it take to get there?
About an hour and a half.
Running late.
Sorry. Our fault. I'm afraid we lost the itinerary.
Here you are. Have another.
Thanks.
Is that chap running after the kids?
Where?
Oh. He's trying to attract our attention.
Where are you? Oh, him. I'm paying no attention to him. He was causing a rumpus in the station. What was he doing?
Yeah.
Was he?
Well, nutter.
Most of the others will be staying at a hotel. Coming from all over the country. But we'll be at a motel.
All right.
We should be able to pull in there for about 20 minutes on the way to give you time to freshen up.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a lovely evening, and I can promise you a surprise.
That's for sure. Where are we going?
Well, according to this itinerary, Lenham Palace.
He's well away. Has he been working hard?
Terribly. We've got about 10 minutes in this motel before they drive us to the palace.
Perhaps we should stay. I feel safe in this room.
You're never going to be safe while certain people are looking for you. Swanee, we must get back to London.
No way.
As soon as possible.
What's all this in aid of? This trip to Blenheim Palace.
Fruit juice.
What?
It's a promotion.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
Half the top grocers in the country are going. Very swish. It's dinner, entertainment, produce. Look.
An ornamental vase, just what I need.
Swanee, how did you get mixed up with terrorists? Hello?
I don't want to hurry you, Mrs. Bailey.
Oh, we'll be down in a couple of minutes. Well?
Is that what's worrying you? I'm no terrorist, Amy. I'm a smuggler. And believe me, if I could get out of this mess, a once-only smuggler. This Rattan, this East End villain, paid me to bring in some diamonds. He booked a room for me at Mrs. Grant's. She gave me the room, which had previously been occupied by this Gower, and certain people who were after Gower have confused our identities. All right? The result of this confusion is that Gower now has Rattan's diamonds. These other guys have got Gower's gun. And everybody wants to kill me.
Would you mind repeating that?
Yeah. Look, we've escaped from the web and now we just have to keep moving.
We?
I want you with me, Amy.
You shouldn't have smuggled the diamonds.
I had to get out of Africa. I had malaria 3 times and dysentery. There was nothing to do but drink. I've seen what happens to them, though, Hopers. I'm fed up with running. We might as well enjoy the hospitality.
Swanee, we have to return to London tonight.
You don't seem to understand. I'm dead in London.
I'll look after you.
You really don't understand, do you?
I'll put you in a safe house.
Come on now, let's enjoy ourselves. We're Mr. and Mrs. Bailey of Rushton's. We're probably making a packet out of a supermarket somewhere.
We're Swanee and Amy who have no business here.
Get over.
That guy back there, was it Rattan?
Nah. Of his thugs.
It won't take them long to discover the destination of the coach. Hello?
Mrs. Bailey.
We'll be right down.
Thank you.
Looks as though we're going to have to go through with this.
Why not?
What sort of a man is Rattan?
He's a crocodile.
He can't be worse than Gower. Either of them gets you, you've had it.
Sure, I know. So help me, girl. I've kicked around more than you have. I'm a soldier of fortune. You're an out-of-work temp. A part-time stripper.
Stripping's a paradox.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cover.
Stripping's a cover?
I'm a policewoman with special branch.
You're both very quiet, worrying about the shop. Tonight, you must enjoy yourself. Forget your troubles. Tonight is a night of nights.
Isn't it just...
We are now going through the east gate into the great court. Where are the others? Well, they came in transit. There were too many, so I hired a cab for you. Lord Randolph declared this to be the finest view in England. Pity it's dark. You cross the court to the main steps. I've just got to check on the transport for the return. Have a lovely time.
What?
Those guardsmen.
They must think we're Prince Charles and Mrs. Di.
Ladies and gentlemen, three silence, please, for Mr. David Stevens, Managing Director of Sunny Fruit Farms Limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to these lovely and splendid surroundings on the occasion of the launch of FizzyWiz, a unique new concept in fruit drinks. I'm not going to keep you from what I can assure you will be a memorable dinner. Suffice it for me to say that we believe we have a winner in FizzyWiz, and the quality is in the taste. But in addition, we will be spending £2 million on television to back this launch. Now, we fully anticipate that, with your help, within 6 months, FizzyWiz will achieve brand leader status. Yes, but it remains for me to thank you all for coming and to wish you a happy and enjoyable evening.
Mr. Stevens, sir, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, dinner is served in the Long Library.
I don't know what's going to be
Do you know this is the first time I've had quail, is it? Oh, exquisite. Sonny, I know that business should be discussed over coffee, and I don't want to. I really don't want to screw up this heavenly meal, but...
Pass the salt.
We must discuss
and
the matter...
Pepper.
The matter of our return to the smoke.
The pepper. Thank you.
We just want you to keep this meeting with Galazar at the Barbican, by the statue of the running man at noon. You're not going to leave any of that beef Wellington.
I've hardly slept or eaten anything for 2 days. I can't sleep. I've no appetite.
You can't leave the beef Wellington. Have some more carrot. It'll cheer you up.
I trusted you. I thought we'd established something, you know.
I thought you were somebody else.
Well, I'm not.
Black cherries. Delicious.
I should have known about you. I should have thought you'd have found a more respectable way of earning a living.
Than stripping?
Than being a copper, and a sneaky one at that.
You're beginning to sound more like your old self. Now, please, Sonny, cooperate with us tomorrow. And maybe I can do something about that little matter of smuggling.
You bitch.
The girl on the coach promised us a surprise. I wonder what it is.
Oh, well, the surprise, my dear, is that after dinner... The guards will be giving a display of marching in the Great Court.
alive this is. Swanny, what are you doing?
Just climbing up here to get a better view.
Oh, bloody hell!
What is it?
Somebody shot at me. Believe me, somebody shot at me.
Inside, quick.
They're going to kill me.
I'll get some help.
I'll come with you.
You're better off in the crowd. Don't wander. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
We're giving conducted tours. Keep close to people. Keep near the staterooms. I'll be as quick as I can.
Amy!
Keep near the staterooms.
Where are the bloody staterooms?
Look at those curls.
I beg your pardon.
Those Winston Churchill curls preserved in the case. Look, he was five and he had curls like that. Must look a right pansy, don't you think? Eh? Well, a great leader.
Not in those times, surely.
Can you imagine this kid, Winston Churchill, growing up here? This podgy little kid wandering along the endless corridors, crying for his mum in the marble halls.
Yes, well, excuse me.
I don't think this is any place to bring up a kid.
Look, excuse me.
Where are you going?
Look, I have to get back to me wife.
Don't go. Stay with me. It's a matter of life and death. What do you think?
I think you're drunk. Good evening.
Here are in the green writing room, hangs the most famous of all the tapestries in the palace. It shows Marlborough in his hour of triumph as he accepts Marshal Tallard's surrender at death. Afterwards, Tallard is treated very well.
Right, no fuss. Just move to the side. Let him go.
I've always wanted to sit in a chair like that.
And why, sir? But you must keep to the other side of the rest of the letters.
There's a man here trying to kill me. Well, there he is!
One of your fellow rooters.
He's got a gun!
Will you please send that over the rest, sir? The more you look at the tapestry, the more we can see. For example, behind the grenadier is a... Sir, will you please get off that chair? It's a chimney.
Very comfortable.
If you don't think I can have a pencil with your...
I wish to God you would.
Permit me, lady.
No,
sir.
Excuse me.
Is your master there?
Don't you worry yourself.
That's
far enough, Swanny.
Right, will you listen? I didn't cross you.
Search him, Gary.
I haven't got them. I've got mugs. On the way to meet you in the park. I've got mugs!
Let me shoot them in and walk past them, Mr. Ratton.
There's no way I would have crossed you.
Yes, Gary. Maybe they'll bury him alongside Winston Churchill.
I swear it!
In the grave of the unknown Burke.
Shoot me and you can kiss the bite of your darling forever. Well?
Tell me more. These days I'm a businessman. I live by negotiation and compromise. But time is pressing.
The mugger thinks I've got something of his. Now he wants some meat. Tomorrow, at noon, at the Barbican, to do an exchange. So help me, it's the truth. He's a businessman like yourself.
You festering mad puss.
He's got the stuff, I swear it.
You smiled at me.
No.
You smiled.
I didn't.
Did you see him smile, Gary?
Yeah.
Gary saw you smile. You think this is funny?
I didn't smile. If I smiled, it was inadvertent.
Shall I finish him, Mr. Ratton? Mr. Ratton?
Not here, Gary. You mustn't leave rubbish in the palace. Wouldn't be respectful. Move!
He was last seen going through a side door with this other guy in pursuit.
Mm.
I discovered that a car had left soon afterwards, travelling fast through the east gate, heading in the direction of Woodstock.
Anybody get his number?
No, sir. I put out a call, but without result.
You told him about the meeting.
Time, place, contact. But he was non-committal.
You had all evening to persuade him.
He was upset, sir. It shook him when I said I was a copper.
Well, wasn't he reassured?
Well, it appears he's gone a bum to the name, sir.
And you?
Sir?
Did you get involved with him?
No, sir.
Not a little?
I like him.
It's essential you keep detached.
I am, sir.
Oh, just fell for your Mata Hari charm, did he?
If you recall, sir, that was the plan for Gower. We knew he was a womanizer with a penchant for strip clubs.
Well, let's see now. Gower will be at the Barbican.
Not if we haven't got the bait.
We don't know what's happened to Saunders.
We need a stand-in, right? To wait by the statue of the running man. Someone who, at a distance, will pass for Saunders. Hmm?
Turn your collar up. Swain always had his collar up.
How's that?
Now try to walk again. Less swagger. Something.
Call up that helicopter. Tell it to clear off. We've got a backup team in the street. That should be enough.
Time to go?
Hold on.
It's gone 12.
Hold on.
Doesn't look like Swain's going to show.
He's probably dead.
All we need to worry about is Gar. Is he out there?
Oh, he's out there somewhere. Right, all set. I don't think we should hang about any longer. Off you go.
All right, Mike. Just stroll to the statue and wait there.
Will he pass muster?
He's about the same height, and he's got the walk.
Yeah. Depends on Gower's surveillance point, I suppose.
Mm.
Well, I reckon he's in a flat, somewhere up there.
Could be.
Perfect vantage point.
There, Swanee.
What?
Coming down the steps. To the terrace. It's him.
Bleep Connors. Hurry.
Right, sir.
We can't have two out there. That'll blow it. Get him back.
Swanee, stop. He's watching him.
Yeah, I've got through to Mike. He's got the message.
What's he going to do?
He'll look at the statue and then veer away to the cafe.
Right.
Swanee's watching him.
We're all watching him.
Mike's away.
Mm.
What's Saunders going to do?
He's coming on.
Ah, that's it, lad. Right up to the statue. Oh, thank you very much.
Where are the people who nobbled him?
They'll be here. Probably disguised as plainclothes detectives.
Oh, it's starting to rain.
Come on. He's going to look bloody silly standing out there in the rain.
Visitor through the stall's foyer.
Shortest distance to the statue?
Is that Gar?
Not as I remember him.
Bound to be disguised.
He's gone up to Swanee.
Do we nab him now?
No. In my book, Gar will use a decoy. Radio the sergeant in the foyer. Tell him they're coming through.
Message back, sir. Mm. They've gone to the lift, and they're being tailed by two men.
Gar? Or the others?
They've got off at level 8.
8?
They're heading for the conservatory.
Who have we there?
No one.
Oh.
What? Close in!
Fascinating plants. But I think it's only fair to tell you I'm not a gardener. Who are you, anyway? Hey? Friend of Gower's? An associate? Fellow terrorist? No, I don't reckon you're a terrorist. I reckon you're a villain picking up a few bob.
Right, mate. Where are my diamonds?
Rattan, you bloody fool.
Give.
This isn't the bloke we want.
Who gave the order to move in?
They thought you did, sir.
I said close in.
We had to go.
You had to go and mess it up.
Those guys following, they had shooters.
Well, what do you want me to do? Call in the SAS?
I'm sorry, sir.
Have we got Gower?
Well, it doesn't appear, sir.
Then bring me Saunders!
I'm telling you, I'm just a businessman here with my colleague here. I mean, I don't know what all this fracas is about. Isn't that right, Gary?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we stepped in here for a bit of lunchtime culture. Oh, what do we find?
Cops and robbers.
Hit the nail on the head.
So you're a businessman?
Definitely.
A businessman with a Browning.
A Browning?
A gun.
A gun? Oh, my goodness. Williams. You think I had a...
Somebody fired a gun.
Was it you?
No, I didn't see anything.
You haven't seen a gun?
No, no, really.
There you are.
Somebody here fired a gun!
Could I please have a glass of water?
You're doing
excuse me. John, you come this way, sir.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Where's Amy?
The chief wants to see you this way, please.
Is it just through here?
Here?
That's right.
What are we doing in the theatre?
Wait a minute. Yes? Gower.
I pride myself on my disguises.
God help me.
For a time I thought I might be an actor, but it's such an uncertain career.
How did you get to be a terrorist?
I worked my way up. Let me have the bag.
Sorry?
The bag.
How'd you rest easy after blowing somebody up in his car, eh? Or shooting a man in front of his kids outside a church? How the hell did you sleep afterwards?
It's all in a good cause.
So it's capital punishment.
No jokes. Hand over the bag.
Just a minute, Gower.
Is that pistol yours?
Bratton dropped it. I picked it up.
Are you used to guns?
No.
Hate them. Then you'd better be careful.
Do you know what ordinary people can't understand, Gower? They can't understand how everything's got so out of control. How the world is left to the mercy of punks like you. With all the forces of law and order about, they can't grasp why you're not put down.
Well, give me that. If you're not used to handling guns, you don't.
British Airways, flight number BA816 to Dublin, are now boarding at gate number 6.
Smoking or non-smoking, sir? Non-smoking, thank you.
Good Lord.
Hello, Sonny.
Amy, what...
I'm on duty, as you see.
I thought I'd never see you again.
Back in uniform. Think it suits me.
She...
I've never been happy with the hat.
Still looking for terrorists?
One in particular. Why Dublin?
Chance of a job.
I hope you've recovered from your...
Can't say I have.
It must have been...
I had a gun in my hand. It went off. I killed a man. A man named Gower. There's nothing in the papers. I've not been charged. Just told to go. About a week ago. Was it?
Don't knock it, Sonny.
I don't understand it.
Really, you're lucky to be alive.
I'm not alive. I'm not sure what I am or where I am.
You're disorientated. You're better when you get to Ireland.
I'd be better off in Australia, where everybody stands on their head.
Ireland's the place for you.
What happened to Ratton?
Forget about Ratton.
He'll come after me.
He's been warned off.
Amy...
What's the job in Dublin?
Selling booze.
That's nice.
It's what I used to do.
I know.
I still can't...
Don't try to fathom it, Swanee.
It's all been hushed up.
What does it matter?
Well, you tell me.
I can't. Mind you don't miss your flight.
Right. Bye, then.
Bye. Have a nice day.
In Fall Guy by Peter McKelvey, the superintendent was played by Garrett Green, Mrs. Grant, June Tobin, Swanee, Trevor Nichols, Amy, Melinda Walker, Colin, Gordon Reed, Ratton, Alan Thompson, Mike, Sean Prendergast, nightclub manager, Stanley Page, Norman, John Church, Gower, Christopher Scott, Gary, Robin Summers, Bell, Tessa Worsley, PR girl, Jane Leonard. The play was directed by Peter King.